Bagthorpes versus the World by Helen Cresswell. Read by Clive Mantle. Chapter 1. The great Bagthorpe daisy chain was 2 weeks old, and still the Bagthorpes were not assured of immortality. The Guinness Book of Records had been very interested and had conceded that the Bagthorpes chain was the longest yet.
"But the daisy season is not yet over," they wrote, "and another longer chain may be recorded before we go to press."
"Rubbish!" snapped Grandma when she read this.
She wrote back saying that if by some freak of nature such a chain were produced, she wished to be notified immediately so that she could beat that too. As yet, no reply had been made to this, and the younger Bagthorpes, at least, were feeling restless and threatened.
"I know we're the cleverest family in England," said Rosie, age 9, "but it doesn't necessarily mean we've got the fastest fingers."
The others gloomily assented that this was so.
"Any fool can string daisies together,"
said William, who at 16 was the eldest and felt marginally more obliged to prove himself than the rest.
"We should have gone in for a record that takes brains." "No one round here thinks we've got brains any more,"
Rosie told him.
"Not after that photo."
The Asian Gazette had devoted a full half page to a photograph of the Bagthorpes sitting on the front lawn up to their ears in daisies and forking mutton stew into their mouths.
"Zero came out all right in it," Jack said. "He was just sitting and acting natural."
"Which is hardly a picture of the epitome of luminous canine intelligence,"
Tess told him.
"Mutton-brained, pudding-footed hound,"
added William for good measure. This